The following is a class on Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 7, text number 14, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on May 12th, 2008, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
So, tonight we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 7, text number 14.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Daivihi esha gunamayi mama maya durajyaya mameva ye prapadyante mayam me tantarantite.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. This divine energy of mine, consisting of the three modes of material nature, is difficult to overcome. But those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has innumerable energies, and all these energies are divine. Although the living entities are part of his energies and are therefore divine, due to contact with material energy, their original superior power is covered. Being thus covered by material energy, one cannot possibly overcome its influence. As previously stated, both the material and spiritual natures, being emanations from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, are eternal. The living entities belong to the eternal superior nature of the Lord, but due to contamination by the inferior nature of matter, their illusion is also eternal. The conditioned soul is therefore called Nitya Badha, or eternally conditioned. No one can trace out the history of his becoming conditioned at a certain date in material history. Consequently, his release from the clutches of material nature is very difficult, even though that material nature is an inferior energy, because material energy is ultimately conducted by the Supreme Will, which the living entity cannot overcome. Inferior material nature is defined herein as divine nature due to its divine connection and movement by the divine will. Being conducted by divine will, material nature, although inferior, acts so wonderfully in the construction and destruction of the cosmic manifestation. The Vedas confirm this as follows: Mayam tu purktim vidyan mahinam tu maheshparam. Although Maya illusion is false or temporary, the background of Maya is the supreme magician, the personality of Godhead, who is Maheshvara, the Supreme Controller. Shvetashvatara Upanishad 4.10. Another meaning of guna is rope. It is to be understood that the conditioned soul is tightly tied by the ropes of illusion. A man bound by the hands and feet cannot free himself. He must be helped by a person who is unbound. Because the bound cannot help the bound, the rescuer must be liberated. Therefore, only Lord Krishna, or his bona fide representative, the spiritual master, can release the conditioned soul. Without such superior help, one cannot be freed from the bondage of material nature. Devotional service, or Krishna consciousness, can help one gain such release. Krishna, being the Lord of illusory energy, can order this insurmountable energy to release the conditioned soul. He orders this release out of his causeless mercy on the surrendered soul and out of his paternal affection for the living entity who is originally a beloved son of the Lord. Therefore, surrender under the lotus feet of the Lord is the only means to get free from the clutches of the stringent material nature. The words, mam eva are also significant. Mam means unto Krishna, Vishnu only, and not to Shiva or Brahma, the child to stay with the parents, not just wandering here and there. This little boy should be with his parents. It's not a romper room. They should be sitting and hearing. Parents should train them to hear. Although Brahma and Shiva are greatly elevated and are almost on the level of Vishnu, it is not possible for such incarnations of Rajaguna passion and Tamaguna ignorance to release the conditioned soul from the clutches of Maya. In other words, both Brahma and Shiva are also under the influence of Maya. Only Vishnu is the master of Maya, and therefore he alone can give release to the conditioned soul. The Vedas, Svetashvatara Upanishad 3.8, confirm this in the phrase, tam eva viditva, or freedom is possible only by understanding Krishna. Even Lord Shiva affirms that liberation can be achieved only by the mercy of Vishnu. Lord Shiva says, mukti pradata sarvesham Vishnu eva nasangshayaha. There is no doubt that Vishnu is the deliverer of liberation for everyone.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatan Vidam Dam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Vrijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakonvitamscha.
So, not easy to go to the clutches of Maya. Because Maya is an energy of Krishna. And Krishna is all-powerful. If one is in the grips of Maya, it's a very precarious position. Very, very difficult situation. Therefore, one needs the mercy of Krishna and the mercy of the pure devotee. To become released from the prison of material existence. The good news is this. As Srila Prabhupada is explaining, Krishna is the affectionate father of all living entities. So he is very prone to want to release us from this entanglement. We just have to demonstrate that we're worthy of being released. Not that we'll come back to spiritual world and try to become God again, you see. We originally left the spiritual world because of our desire to be God. There's no room for competition in the spiritual world. If one wants to compete and be another Krishna, then you will immediately find yourself here in this material world. So we want to qualify to go back to that sweet transcendental existence. We have to be completely free from the tendency to lord it over. Instead of trying to be lord, we have to be servant. But it's difficult for us to do that. We've been in this mood of lording it over since time immemorial. We've been here so long in this material existence. We cannot even measure how many years, how many lifetimes we've been here. Therefore, we are called Nitya Badha, eternally conditioned. But by the grace of Guru and the grace of Krishna, that Nitya Badha, he can become Nitya Siddha, liberated soul. So somehow we have to get that mercy of Guru and Krishna. It's not by our own endeavor that doing by some mystic yoga or by building some rocket ship that we can go to Goloka. We depend on Krishna to deliver us. So how much we have to qualify ourselves for that special mercy of Krishna? We have to convince him that we're very serious, that we're not going to budge from our determination to be surrendered to him. Not that I chant Hare Krishna for a few years, get initiated, and then go back to Maya. We have to give this whole life in Krishna consciousness. In spite of whatever disturbances the mind may have, you see, we have to be really determined to stay in this Krishna consciousness. Yata dipa nivatasto nengate sopamasmrita yogino yatititasya yunjito yugamatmanaha. You know the translation? As a lamp in a windless place does not waver, so the transcendentalist whose mind is fixed in Krishna consciousness, you see. Does not waver in his determination. He remains always fixed in the transcendent self, Krishna. So we have to be like that, unflinching. No matter what may come, we will not give up our determination to be the devotee of Krishna. Nothing can break our determination. Just like those devotees during the Soviet era in Russia. Nothing could break their determination. Even being tortured by the KGB. Nothing could break their determination. To be dedicated to Prabhupada's mission. To be dedicated to serving Krishna. So this is called Dridha Vrata, fixed determination. In this connection, we should remember the example of, that we have many times given, the example of the little sparrow. Do you all know the story of the little sparrow? Yes, you know? No, you don't know? Okay. It's a little sparrow. She was very unhappy. The ocean stole her eggs. By the psychophysical nature, the mother is very, very attached to her children. It is nature's way so that she will take good care of them. So, when the ocean stole her eggs, she was extremely distraught. She asked the ocean, "You give back my eggs, please give back my eggs." The ocean just laughed, ha ha ha.
Тя помолила океана да й върне яйцата, но океана само се изсмял.
She was in the ocean staunchly refused. No, I will not give your eggs back.
И океана категорично отказва да й върне яйцата.
So what the little sparrow can do?
Какво може да направи малкото връбче?
She made the decision, I will dry up this ocean.
Тя решила да пресуши океана.
So she would take her little sparrow's mouth and she would go down to the ocean. She would take some drops of water in the mouth, and she would run back to the land, and she would deposit the ocean water on the dry land, you see.
Това, което тя направила, че отивала до водата, взимала малко устата си и се връщала на пясъка и...
And she would run back down to the water, a few more drops, and back to the land, doop, like that, doop, boop, doop, doop, like that, back and forth.
И така ходила насам на там от пясъка до...
And I will dry up this ocean. Everyone was laughing. Oh, this stupid little bird. She will run herself to death, but she'll never dry up the ocean. They were laughing and making fun. Ha 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 ha. But you know who is the king of the birds? His name is Garuda. And when he heard how they were torturing his little sister, you see, in Vedic culture, the women are always protected. When he heard how they were harassing his little sister, he became very angry. And you know that Garuda, he has great mystic powers. He is the carrier of Lord Vishnu. He is full of mystic powers. So he came there in a very angry mood. They are harassing my little sister. He came swooping in. And he told that ocean, "You better give those eggs back right now, or I will dry you up by my mystic power." And that ocean got really scared. In return, the eggs. "All right, take them back. Don't dry me up. Please don't dry me up. Here, take the eggs back." So we have to always remember that determination of the little sparrow, you see. Against all odds, she was going to give her whole life to try to get those eggs back, you see. Is it possible for a little sparrow to dry up the ocean? By ordinary calculation? Of course not. It's this ridiculous idea. How it could be happened? How it could happen? But by the grace of Garuda, it was possible. You understand? So, by the grace of Krishna, by the grace of Guru, that impossible thing that I can become a pure devotee, that becomes possible. On one condition and one condition only. And what is that condition? You have to be as determined as that little sparrow. If you're flaky, you know that word, flaky? Yeah, so-so, you know, whimsical. If you're not fixed in your determination, you see, you're not going to get the mercy. There's a little sparrow, it's out there thinking, well, should I try to dry up the ocean or should I just forget about the eggs? She wouldn't have made the attempt. And Garuda would have never come. It's only because she made that endeavor against impossible odds that Garuda came to rescue her. Therefore, if we want that special mercy of Krishna, of Guru and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we must make that endeavor against all odds. I will become a pure devotee. I will do whatever it takes to become a pure devotee. I don't care what I have to. I'm willing to accept things that I don't want to accept. And I'm willing to give up things that I do not want to give up. That dedication is required. If you say, well, I'm willing to give up some things, but not everything. I'm willing to do some things, but not all things for Krishna. Then I have to inform you, you do not qualify for the special mercy that will get you out of this material existence. Because you're putting a condition on your relationship with Krishna. You have to be unconditional without any restriction. But Krishna, whatever you want, that's all. I'll do whatever you want me to do and I'll give up whatever you want me to give up. I'm not attached to anything except pleasing you. Do you understand these points?
Yes.
This is serious business. We all like to sit around and laugh and joke and have a good time. That's a fact. We all like to sit around and laugh and joke and have a good time. That's a fact.
Да се прекараме добре, да се смеем през цялото време. Това е факт.
but will sit around and laughing and joking help you at the time of death to enter the transcendental kingdom? No, it won't. You have to be serious. You have to be fixed in your determination. That I have no master except for Krishna. And my duty is simply to please Him for all of eternity with my every thought, every word, and every deed. If you have this determination, then you are already situated in the spiritual existence. You will not have to wait for death to become liberated. Because you will all be already be liberated in your present body. So I can ask now if there's any questions.
There is this stage, anartha nivritti, freeing ourselves from attachments, to free ourselves from attachments. But he says maybe we'll be freed. On whom it depends?
On who does it depend to become free from attachments? It's up to you. What is your desire? Man proposes and God disposes. You think Krishna is going to force you to give up your material desires if you're attached to them? No, he doesn't want to upset you. If you're attached to the material energy, he'll facilitate you with another body. He's been facilitating you for millions of lifetimes because you had material desires. He'll continue to do them. If you remain attached to material sense gratification, he'll give you a body. If you're attached to intoxication, he'll give you the body of an ant. So you can get intoxicated on sugar. You see? Whatever you want, Krishna will give you. Therefore, you should make your only desire to be surrendered to Krishna. That should be your only desire. You must kick out all other desires. There's no need to try to get intoxicated in this world. Take this supreme intoxication of Krishna consciousness. And you will stay high forever. No more coming down. Any other questions? Question? Yeah. Hey, Manjari.
Смирение,
смирени и смирени. Can you clarify for us what is the meaning of renunciation and humility?
Renunciation and
humility.
Imitation and humility.
Humility.
No, renunciation and humility.
And renunciation and humility?
Yes.
Yes, renunciation means not that you give up this world. Renunciation means to engage this world in the service of Krishna. This is like we are using this microphone, you see. Our renunciation is to use the modern technology microphone in Krishna's service.
Нашето отречение е да използваме този микрофон с съвременна технология в служене на Кришна.
Renunciation means to use everything in Krishna's service. That is renunciation.
Това означава отречение, всичко да се използва в служението на Кришна.
And humility means that you offer all respect to others without expecting any respect for yourself in return. That is humility.
А истинско смирение означава да отдаваш цялата си почет на другите без да очакваш тяхната почет в замяна.
Next question.
Неговия въпрос е как да се съсредоточаваш внимателно, когато мътруваш. His question is how to concentrate attentively while chanting.
Yes. The way to concentrate attentively while chanting is this. You have to always remember that Krishna and his name are one and the same.
Начинът е следният. Ти трябва винаги да помниш, че Кришна и неговото име не се различават.
If you were to personally meet Krishna in some solitary place, would you pay attention to Krishna or would your mind be distracted somewhere else?
Ако ти трябваше да се срещнеш с Кришна в уединено място, дали щеше да...
It's like now you're talking with me.
Както в момента ти говориш с мен.
And you are completely, I can see you're completely focused on this conversation, this question and answer that we are having. You're fully focused in that. So if you can be this focused on associating with me, just imagine how focused you would be if you had a face-to-face meeting with Krishna. And then remember that actually you are having a face-to-face meeting with Krishna every time you purely chant his name. So if you remind yourself like this, you will naturally be fully attentive when you chant. Now if you will apply these words of instruction I have given you, you will see it is correct.
Yeah.
Next question. Yeah.
Когато строят моста на Ланка, има една мравка. И всички се подиграват. Зоти Рамачандра казва, тази мравка може толкова. Тя прави всичко на което е способна. Има е лошо да си мравка във бедните на Зоти Рамачандра. Това е въпрос.
In the past times of Lord Ramachandra, when they were building the bridge, there is the example of the small, I don't know it.
Spider.
The spider, yeah, who is rolling the...
throwing the dust in the ocean.
Yes. So, but they were also making fun of him.
Yeah, Hanuman was making
fun. Hanuman was making fun, but Lord Ramachandra appreciated that he's giving his best to his...
He appreciated it, yes.
He appreciated it. So, is it bad to be a spider in the army of Lord Ramachandra?
whatever you are, you do that perfectly, that's all. If you're a Hanuman, then you do the work of Hanuman. If you're a spider, whatever your position is, you see, you act according to your own nature. Shayan svadharma vigana, you see, paradharmat svanushtita, shadavan, shadavan, what is it? Shayan svadharma vigana, paradharmat svanushtita, svabhava niyatan karma kurva napnuti kirvisham. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, text number 47. You can study that verse. It is better to act according to one's own prescribed nature, even though you may do it imperfectly, than accept another's position and do it perfectly. So whatever your nature is, whatever your proclivity is, you engage that fully in Krishna's service to the best of your ability. If you're a Hanuman, then you do your Hanuman duty to the best of your ability. If you're a spider, you do your spider duty to the best of your ability. Don't try to imitate. Don't be a Hanuman and try to imitate a spider, or don't be a spider and try to imitate a Hanuman. According to your prescribed nature, given by Krishna, you engage that as to the best of your ability in Krishna's service, that's all. Yeah, I'll give a gist of it.
Значи накратко, каквато и природа да имаш, според естествените си склонности, ангажирай това изцяло в служение на Кришна, независимо дали е като Хануман или като пайка. Не се опитвай обаче, ако си Хануман, да действаш като пайка или обратното. И просто, както се казва в този стих, 18 глава, 47 стих, който той каза да изучаваш, по-добре човек да изпълнява предписаните си задължения по този начин да постигне съвършенство, отколкото да приеме работата на някой друг и да извършва съвършенство.
Next question,
А Кришна, освен любов и положителни сили, притежава ли и негативни сили страни? Аз нямам понятие от това.
She's asking, she doesn't know whether Krishna has, besides the positive sides and love, does he also have a negative side and negative?
Yeah. That is the material nature. So you have a choice. Which side of Krishna do you want? You want his positive side or his negative side? Do you want to see Krishna face to face or do you want to see his back? Either way, you will be in contact with Krishna. If you're his devotee, you will see Krishna face to face. And if you're envious, he'll turn and put his back to you, the material nature. So you will get what you want. You'll either get the face of Krishna or you'll get the back of Krishna. And either way, you will get Krishna. But which side do you want? If you went to see your friend and he turned his back to you, what would you feel like? Would you feel very happy? No. So, you have to qualify that Krishna will see you face to face. To those who are envious, he turns his back. So don't be envious of Krishna. You become completely surrendered devotee of Krishna. Then you will see his smiling face at every minute. Next question.
Как може, въпреки него духовно извисяване, говорите Кришна, той да допуска в себе си отново тази материална част, тези негативни последици.
How it is possible that despite his meaning Krishna's
despite
Krishna's spiritual
elevation
how is it possible that he will keep this negative material side within him?
How would he have it? How is it possible that Krishna would have a material side?
Yeah, despite his spiritual...
His magnanimity and all that? His kindness, you mean?
No, his negative side.
Why would he have a negative side if he's so full of love?
Why would he keep it? Why would he keep his negative side despite his spiritual elevation? That's the concept.
Actually, Krishna... Krishna is not trying to make a negative side. He's not trying to do that. Krishna is giving positive energy all the time. He's giving pure love to every living entity all the time. But by our own envy, you see, by our envy of Krishna, then we experience the negative energy of Krishna. That's our doing, not his doing.
Но понеже ние му завиждаме, заради нашата завист, ние изпитваме тази негативна енергия. И ние сме причината, не той.
Does the government round up people to throw them in the prison?
Да не би правителството на сила да вкарва хората в затвора, просто да ги събира така.
No, if people disobey the law, then they, by their disobedience of the law, they put themselves in the prison. So that negativity is actually our creation because we did not agree to live in harmony with God. That is our creation actually, not His.
Така че тази негативност всъщност е наше творение.
So don't we should not try to blame Krishna for being negative.
Затова не трябва да се опитваме да обвиняваме Кришна за това, че е негатив.
He is purely positive. But we create negative by our own ignorance. Krishna doesn't turn his back to anyone. But we foolishly go around to the back. That's our doing, not his doing. That clarifies it. Krishna never turns his back. We go around at the back.
Krishna никога не обръща гръб. Ние минаваме зад гърба.
So now we have to come back to the front.
И сега ние трябва да се върнем отпред.
Srila Prabhupada is showing us how to do that.
И Srila Prabhupada ни показва как да го направим.
Are you willing to follow Prabhupada's instructions?
Имаш ли желание да следваш?
Come back to the front.
На Prabhupada и да се върнеш отпред.
Very good. Are you chanting 16 rounds? How many do you chant every day?
I don't know.
Nothing fixed. No fixed amount. Alright, so now my request to you is this. You bring yourself back to the front side of Krishna by, do you have japa mala? No. So you ask the devotees to get some japa mala and you begin chanting every day in the beads. This will bring you around to the front of Krishna where you can see Krishna at every minute. Will you do that? You'll get some beads and start chanting?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Here, take this garland. Give this. So, next question. Everybody satisfied now? We stop? Okay.
В процеса на мантруването, след като завършим определен брой кръгове, имаше такава тенденция да казваме Панчтата Маха мантра и след това да почнем следващия кръг. Но от лекции, които съм слушал, се казва, че Шрила Прабхупада никога не го е правил това. Кое е правилното фактически?
We used to have the tendency to, while chanting between the rounds, to say the Panchtattva Maha Mantra, but he has heard that Srila Prabhupada actually never did this. What is the proper way?
It's not required, but if you like to do it, it's very nice. We never heard Prabhupada do it, that's a fact. It's not some requirement that you have to do that. But if you feel inspired to do it, then do it. It's very nice. This is not the International Society for Rules and Regulations. This is the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. If by doing that you feel your Krishna consciousness increasing, then you should do that. But don't think because you're doing it now, everybody else has to do it. You understand? Don't try to make it a policy for every devotee in the movement. And because I do it, now you have to do it too. That's it called lording and over mentality in the name of Krishna consciousness. It inspires you, you do that. It's very good. Yeah. Next question.
How to make oneself concentrated on one service?
One service?
Yeah, when you're doing one service, how to concentrate?
When you're doing a service, you mean?
Yes. Oh,
the thing is, you may have to do many services during the day, whatever your authority, whatever your guru or your authority instructs, he may tell you to do 20 services during the day.
Някой може ти каже, нали, твой авторитет или твой гуру да.
The point is, whatever service you're doing, do it first class. If you love someone, will you give them 10th class service? If you love someone, don't you want to please them? Don't you want to do it in the most first class way if you love someone? So if you love Krishna, he will naturally try to do every service that you do for him, very first class. Next question. Is everybody satisfied now?
Но има възможност, ако ние всички се помолим утре сутринта в 2 лекции от 6:30 до 7:30 и веднага от лекцията да тръгне за летището. Кой ще дойде от присъстващите утре, за да го молим? И имате ли възможност да дойдете, питате?
He's saying that tomorrow morning before you leave to the airport, if there are devotees who will come, you may want to give a class before your departure.
Ah.
So he's asking how many of them.
See, what time do you have to leave for the airport?
Колко часа трябва да тръгнем за летището? Same for
8:20.
After greeting the deities.
Oh, it's a little late. I mean, the greeting's at 7:30. Supposed to be at the airport at 7:30. Supposed to be at the airport at 8:00.
Not assigned. We should go only so that we can get good seats. Otherwise, not.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we can stay for Guru Puja.
No.
We have, the car has to be packed and ready to go before the class begins. And then we can just we'll end it straight at 7:00. 7:30, we straight away leave and go straight to the airport. Is the traffic bad at that time of the day?
No, it's okay.
That's the thing. What about the traffic? Rush hour traffic.
It's
no problem. That worries me.
I mean, it's
no problem means big problem sometimes. What do you think, Devi? You're the practical, my practical side. What do you think? Morning rush hour traffic?
It depends if we're going out of town or we're coming in.
We're going out to the airport.
The airport is out of town.
We have he has a side way that goes not through the city, the back route he takes.
We don't go to the city.
I walked here. Yeah. 15 minutes.
We don't go through the downtown. He has a route that goes skirts around. Yeah, the car has to be loaded before class. Yeah. All right. Okay, so if there's no further questions, we can stop here. We thank you all very much. Raja Vidya Srimad Bhagavan Gita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Jai.